This is episode 17 of the Billions of Atoms podcast. Have you ever pondered the threads connecting us to the stars? The Billions of Atoms podcast explores these questions and more. Where science meets spirituality, personal stories reveal universal truths, and meaning becomes a shared journey. We delve into human connections, one story at a time. It's an auditory journey reclaiming humanity through the atomic bonds uniting us, exploring meaning, purpose, and personal growth. Join us on a reflective journey through modern landscapes, personal challenges, and the eternal quest for understanding. Approaching science, spirituality, personal identity, and curiosity, we invite you on an intimate yet expansive dialogue. In this series, we embrace the boundless quest for understanding, celebrate diverse thought, and revel in the beauty of uncertainty. Each episode aims to connect us, showing that profound truths often lie within our individual experiences. Join us on the Billions of Atoms podcast as we explore human thought, experience, and emotion, unraveling the mysteries of existence, one reflection at a time. Rediscover your place in the universe. From my Billions of Atoms to your Billions of Atoms, I welcome you back. And fellow travellers, this week, our quest stems into the heart of one of humanity's most enduring questions. That is, what is life? This exploration is not just a pursuit of definitions or scientific explanations. As always on Billions of Atoms podcast, it's a venture into the very essence that unites us all. It is a philosophical word salad of introspective and infinitely curious odyssey that dares to ask not only what life is, but what it means to truly live. In our quest to define life, we orbit the insights of both ancient philosophers and modern scientists, each offering a fragment of the vast mosaic that encompasses this enigma. Aristotle saw life as a process characterized by growth, reproduction, and the pursuit of nourishment, a perspective that mirrors the biological criteria used by scientists today. Yet, is this all that there is to life? Modern thinkers like Carl Sagan propose that life is a matter of extraordinary complexity, defined by its ability to replicate and evolve, suggesting a view that life is not merely mechanical, but a dance of molecular ingenuity. This interplay between the philosophical and the scientific invites us to ponder whether life can be truly encapsulated by definitions alone, or if it remains at its core an experience, a phenomenon beyond the reach of language and quantification. It prompts us to ask, in our quest for understanding, do we seek a simple answer, or do we seek to engage with the mystery itself? In this inquiry, where science and philosophy entwine, another compelling dimension emerges through the lens of religion, each thread revealing a unique perspective on the essence of life. The myriad religious traditions across our world offer not just answers, but also profound insights into the enigma of existence. Buddhism teaches us about the transient nature of life, emphasizing impermanence, suffering, and the cycle of rebirth. It beckons us to find liberation through mindfulness and understanding the true nature of reality, suggesting that the essence of life transcends the physical form. Meanwhile, Christianity offers a narrative where life is seen as a divine gift, a temporary sojourn imbued with purpose and meaning, steered by an omnipotent creator. It speaks of an eternal life beyond the mortal, guiding followers towards a path of righteousness. Hinduism, with its kaleidoscopic view of life, perceives it as a cycle of birth, death, and rebirth, governed by karma. It's a cosmic play, inviting us to partake in the divine dance, aiming for moksha, the liberation from the cycle of samsara. Islam, meanwhile, teaches that life is a test, a preparation for the eternal life in the hereafter. It emphasizes submission to the will of Allah, viewing life as a golden opportunity to cultivate virtue and righteousness with the promise of paradise for the faithful. These religious perspectives, while diverse, share a common thread: the recognition of life's profound depth and the invitation to engage with its mysteries. Each tradition, in its own way, challenges us to reflect on the purpose of our existence and the virtues we cultivate as we navigate the voyage of life. Through this exploration, we find not only the diversity in understanding life, but also a universal invitation to ponder its meaning, purpose, and the ways in which we connect with the essence of our being and the universe at large. In the vast expanse of our universe, life dances delicately on the edge of creation and dissolution. Isn't it profoundly mystical that the very act of living teeters on the razor's edge of balance between birth and decay, between that first inhalation at birth and the final exhalation? This process, pre-programmed yet wildly unpredictable, crafts the narrative of existence in a universe that seems to abide by the principles of inexorability. Our grasp of life is woven from threads of varied hues and textures. Is life just a series of biochemical reactions, or is it more? An ongoing dialogue between the individual and the cosmos, between the micro and the macro. Consider for a moment the character of viruses. Entities that defy simple characterization as either living or non-living. They remind us of the complexity and adaptability that underpins life itself. here, within these microscopic enigmas, lies a universe's worth of questions about evolution, interaction, and the ceaseless march towards complexity. Science acts as a lantern, illuminating the shadows that mystify our understanding of life. It brings forth explanations that, while rooted in empirical evidence, prompt us to marvel at life's complexity and the fine line separating the animate from the inanimate. Consider the realm of single-celled organisms, the most basic forms of life. Through the lens of science, these entities are marvels of biological engineering, complete with mechanisms for energy production, reproduction, and response to their environment. They are proof that life, in its most elementary form, is a masterful blend of order and chaos, simplicity and complexity. Yet how does science address the realm of the inanimate, or entities that straddle the boundaries of life? Crystals grow, yet we do not call them living. Flames consume and move, yet they are not classified as life. In these instances, science draws lines based on criteria such as metabolism, reproduction, adaptability, and response to stimuli, characteristics that differentiate the living from the merely existing. Viruses, on the other hand, inhabit a twilight zone of life's definition. Lacking the ability to reproduce or metabolize without a host, they challenge our understanding, acting as both particle and wave in the world's living ocean, urging us to consider life not as a binary state, but as a spectrum encompassing various degrees of interaction with the environment, complexity, and autonomy. Science, with its methodical approach and empirical rigor, unravels layers of understanding, but also deepens the mystery, revealing a universe where the act of living is both defied and defined. It encourages us to view life not just as a set of biochemical criteria, but as a phenomenon interwoven with the fabric of the universe, a continuum that extends from the simple single-celled organisms to the most complex forms of consciousness. In this light, life emerges not merely as a set of conditions to be met, but as an enchanting narrative of existence, evolving and adapting across the cosmos. The scientific quest to define life, therefore, becomes a mirror reflecting our own quest for meaning and existence, urging us to ponder not only what it means to be alive, but also how we relate to the myriad forms life takes, from the single cell to the vast, unknowable cosmos. Reflecting upon this extraordinary odyssey, our relentless pursuit of understanding life's essence, one cannot help but stand in awe at the vastness of our own ignorance and the boundless potential for knowledge. Each step forward, each revelation, is not merely an accumulation of facts, but a deeper immersion into the grand knowledge of existence. How wondrous it is that in seeking to unravel the mystery of life, we find ourselves. This quest, this insatiable yearning to comprehend the nature of being, transforms us, compelling us to look beyond the seen and traverse the realms of the unseen and the unknown. It is in this sacred space of inquiry that we truly begin to live, to feel the pulsation of existence in every cell of our being, and to recognize our intimate connection with the cosmos. Here, amid the chaos and order, we find our purpose, our place, and our promise of paradise. No end to the magnificence of life in all its incomprehensible glory, let us embrace the mysteries and marvel at our ever-unfolding story of existence. And what of the rich, diverse interpretations of life stages and significance across different cultures? The Hindu philosophy, with its articulation of life's four ashrams, presents a profound framework for understanding the human life cycle in a spiritual and societal context. Each stage, from Brahmachara to Sannyasa, encapsulates a universal truth about the pursuit of meaning, learning, and ultimately renunciation. In the grand tapestry of existence, we are but threads. However, it is not our length that determines our contribution to the narrative, but the vibrancy of color and the strength of our connections. The exploration of life through the lens of Hindu philosophy unveils a richly textured roadmap, the ashrams, guiding the individual through the various epochs of existence. This ancient system delineates life into four broad stages of all ashrams, each serving as a distinct purpose and offering unique lessons. Brahmachara, the first stage, focuses on the education and development of the individual. It is a time of celibacy and discipline and learning, where the foundations of one's character and knowledge is built. The young mind is nurtured with values, scriptures, and skills essential for the voyage of life ahead. This stage is symbolic of spring, the season of new beginnings, epitomizing growth and preparation. Following Brahmachara, one enters Girhastha, the household stage, which heralds the period of marriage, family, and career. Here, the individual is fully engaged in worldly duties, striving to achieve a balance between material responsibilities and spiritual aspirations. It is a stage marked by action, procreation, and the sustenance of society. This phase represents summer, full of energy, engagement, and fruition. The third stage, Vanaprastha, is the beginning of gradual withdrawal from the material world, often symbolized by autumn. It signifies a time when one starts to detach from physical and material possessions, transitioning towards a life of contemplation, self-reflection, and spiritual pursuits. It is a period for mentoring the younger generation, sharing wisdom, and preparing for the final stage of life. Sannyasa, the last stage, is the renunciation of worldly life and the pursuit of spiritual liberation. In this winter of life, the individual, free from social obligation, devotes themselves entirely to the quest for moksha, ultimate freedom from the cycle of birth and death. It's a period characterized by renunciation, meditation, and the attainment of wisdom and peace. This structured progression through life stages in Hindu philosophy offers a compelling narrative on human development, highlighting the interplay between duty, personal growth, and the quest for spiritual enlightenment. It portrays life as a deeply intentional and reflective journey, inviting individuals to engage with the varying aspects of existence in a harmonious and balanced manner. Through this philosophical lens, life not merely is survived, but is profoundly experienced, navigated, and understood. In the folds of Taoist philosophy, life and death are perceived not as dichotomous finalities, but intertwined aspects of existence, a continuum that flows seamlessly into each other in the eternal cycle of the Tao. This ancient wisdom teaches that life and death are merely different states of being. Taoism invites us to view death with tranquility and acceptance as a natural progression of life. It urges us to live in harmony with the Tao, embodying its qualities of simplicity and humility, of compassion. By aligning ourselves with the way, We can foster a life of balance, peace, and wisdom, transcending the fears that often accompany thoughts of death. Life in the Taoist view is a precious opportunity to experience the manifold expressions of the Tao, to learn, to grow, and evolve spirituality. It's a chance to observe the natural cycles and rhythms of the universe, to see ourselves as part of this grand cosmic dance. Therefore, death is simply a transition, a return to the source, a dissolving of the individual ego back into the universal essence. It's a reminder of the impermanence of physical existence and the eternal nature of the Tao. The concept of yin and yang, fundamental to Taoist philosophy, further elucidates this understanding. These two principles represent the dualities inherent in all aspects of life, including life and death. They are opposing yet complementary forces existing in a state of dynamic equilibrium. The interplay between yin and yang illustrates how life and death gives rise to each other, existing not as contradictions, but as necessary parts of a whole. Through the lens of Taoism, then, life and death are seen as opportunities for spiritual growth and enlightenment, a continual ebb and flow within the infinite cycle of existence. This perspective encourages a deep reverence for life, a mindful appreciation for the present moment, and a peaceful acceptance of death, guiding us towards living a life of purpose and serenity in harmony with the Tao. How do, then, we grapple with life's inherent uncertainties, its inevitable challenges? Herein lies the beauty of our collective human experience. Life is not just adaptive, it's transformative. Purpose, growth, resilience. These are not static, but fluid concepts that we redefine through our continuous interaction with the world. Experience allows us to glimpse the multifaceted nature of life. Each story is a thread in the larger weave of our shared existence, teaching us that while journeys are unique, they are intricately connected. Amid the undulating rhythms of life and the inevitability of death, there exists a profound lesson in interconnectedness and unity. The atomic bond that ties us to each other and to the very essence of the universe whispers of a collective oneness that transcends our individual existences. This understanding inspires themes of compassion, empathy, and a deep-seated realization that our actions ripple through the fabric of the cosmos, affecting the whole. In contemplating life and death as natural and complementary forces, we are beckoned to live deliberately with purpose and recognizing that growth and resilience are as much about the inward journey as they are about the outward expressions. Growth in this sense is not merely a personal, but universal, contributing to the collective evolution of consciousness. Similarly, resilience shines as a light on our ability to withstand life's storms, not solely for our survival, but to emerge imbued with wisdom that can guide and uplift others. This philosophical discourse nudges us towards living with a heightened awareness of the sacredness of life and the serenity that can be found in accepting death. It prompts us to consider how we might infuse every moment with meaning, how we might cultivate a life that reverberates with purpose long after we have returned to the cosmos. In reflecting on these themes, we find inspiration, not just for navigating our own lives, but for contributing to a legacy of understanding, empathy, and unity that will endure for generations to come. Thank you. In pondering the depths of life, we cannot overlook the significance of mental and emotional well-being. It's the light that guides us through the mazes of our minds, enabling us to confront and accept the multitude of realities that life presents. This understanding, this balance, is perhaps what most aligns with achieving a state of equilibrium within the tumultuous seas of existence. Achieving a state of peace with the impermanent nature of life is akin to developing a deep communication with the very essence of existence. It begins with the radical acceptance that all things, ourselves included, are transient. This realization, while perhaps unsettling at first, holds within it the key to profound tranquility and freedom. Instead of clinging to the ephemeral, we learn to appreciate the fleeting beauty of moments, understanding that their evanescence enhances their value rather than diminishes it. Engaging with life's impermanence demands of us a cultivation of presence, to fully inhabit the here and now, savoring the richness of our experiences without attachment to their permanence. It teaches us the art of letting go, a gentle surrender to the natural flow and cycle of existence, where endings are not seen as losses, but integral parts of the greater pattern of renewal and transformation. Meditation and mindfulness practices serve as valuable tools in this journey, helping us to foster an awareness of life's transient nature at the moment. They invite us to observe the impermanence in everything around us, the changing seasons, the ebb and flow of tides, the cycle of life and death in nature, thereby softening our resistance to change and dissolution. In addition, drawing upon the wisdom of philosophies and spiritual traditions that honor impermanence can provide guidance and comfort. These teachings encourage us to find stability not in external circumstances, but within ourselves. The eternal aspects of our being that remain unchanged, even as the forms of life shift and fade. Ultimately, becoming at peace with the impermanence of life is a path of profound growth and enlightenment. It is a practice of continually opening, learning to live with an open heart, resilient and adaptable, grounded in the knowledge that while all things pass, the essence of life, an endless cycle of birth, death and rebirth, remains eternal. Through this lens, each ending is not seen as a finality, but as a passage to new beginnings, imbued with endless possibilities for rebirth and renewal. We stand at a crossroads of knowledge, where the wisdom of ages intersects with cutting-edge research and insights. What does modern science tell us about happiness, fulfillment, and the essence of leading a satisfying life? The kaleidoscope of expert perspectives offers us lenses through which we can examine our own lives, sparking introspection and perhaps enlightenment. In the intricate dance of life and death, Sadhguru, a venerated yogi and mystic, offers insights that illuminate the philosophical canvas of our existence. He posits life and death not as mere beginnings and endings, but as integral parts of a vast cyclical process of transformation. Sadhguru elegantly reminds us that death is not the antithesis of life, but an inevitable companion that gives depth and dimension to life itself. To him, understanding the transient nature of life is essential for living fully. He encourages us to explore the concept of mortality, not with fear or melancholy, but with curiosity that propels us towards living a more meaningful and vibrant life. Sadhguru often speaks about the need to maintain a conscious awareness of our mortality, suggesting that such awareness can be profoundly liberating. It serves as a constant reminder of our finite nature, urging us to evaluate what truly matters and encouraging us to live with intensity and purpose. In his discourse, Sadhguru explores the symbolic relationship between life and death, suggesting that awareness of death enriches life, giving it texture and a sense of urgency to fulfill our potential. Sadhguru's teachings on life and death weave together threads of existential truth, urging us to see beyond the superficial separations and recognize death as a significant event in the continuum of existence. By accepting and understanding death, we are invited to a higher level of consciousness, where fear of mortality no longer confines our spirits. Instead, this acceptance empowers us to live with a deeper sense of presence and connection to the moment, to the self, to the universe. He encapsulates this profound understanding in a simple yet powerful message. Life is a temporary sojourn, a brief candle amid an infinite darkness. Yet within this temporality lies the potential for immense growth, discovery, and joy. The realization of our mortality, according to Sadhguru, can be our greatest ally in uncovering the essence of our existence, prompting us to live not just superficially, but in a manner that is rich with awareness, love, and a deep appreciation for the transient beauty of life. As we draw this episode to a close, I invite you to join me in reflection. This exploration of what is life has been a pilgrimage to the heart of existence. It's a voyage that reveals as much about the cosmos as it does about our inner selves. In understanding life, we unearth new dimensions of connection with each other, with nature, and with the universe at large. And so as we part ways today, remember that the essence of life is not in the knowing, but in the experiencing, in the perpetual dance of discovery and wonder. Sadhguru presents an intriguing perspective on the nature of existence, compelling us to reevaluate our understanding of life and death. He suggests, in his poetic and philosophical manner, that life is an unending continuum, a perpetual cycle without true cessation. The very atoms that constitute our physical form have traversed the eons, predating our individual consciousness, and will continue long after. In this context, death is merely a transition, a change in form, rather than an absolute end. This notion challenges the traditional view of death as an ultimate termination of life, prompting us to consider the possibility that what we perceive as the end is but a momentary pause in the endless symphony of existence. Through Sadhguru's lens, life is infinite, a vast expanse of life, and more life, where the concept of death as we know it loses its dominion, inviting us into a deeper engagement with the mysteries of our being and the universe. Until next time, keep pondering, keep growing, and keep living. Together, we continue this remarkable journey, exploring the infinite facets of existence. And as always, remember, I am part of you, and you are part of me. We are part of everyone and everything.